Okay, good morning. We are up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 2 of Mishnah 2 of Maseches Tainis. And so continuing in this pattern that we started yesterday of the special davening they would do on these seven final fast days, right? The seven of the 13 communal fast days, the seven final ones. So says the Mishnah as follows. Once this great sage had ever finished speaking and he said, you know, you should do a real tshuva, then they begin to daven. So Amdu B'Tfilah, when they stand to daven, Meridin Levnei Ateva Zaki Nura, who is the one leading the davening? They have an elderly man who is a rugil. He's very familiar with all these tefillos. And he has children, but he has an empty house, meaning he has no food in his house. So all this is so that his heart will be completely involved in the prayer. He's really going to have real kavana because he needs food to feed his children. So obviously he is ready to pray. And says the Mishnah, they say a whopping 24 brachos in the Shmoneh Esrei. And that is just to clarify, so the everyone is going to say their regular Shmoneh Esrei, but the Chazan, he is going to be the one to say the 24 brachos. So Shmoneh Esrei Shebechol Yom Umosif Alehen Oshesh. He says the regular 18, and he adds an additional 6 to this. So Mishnah Gimel says what these 6 are. Ve'iluhin, these are them. Zichronos, he says that the blessing of Zichronos with Shofaros, and he says that of Shofaros. These are the ones that we might remember with these 10 psukim on Rosh Hashanah. El Hashem Batsarasa Li Karasi Vaya'anini. He says another bracha that has the Sama Kuf Chaf. Literally, the words are to Hashem in my distress I called and he answered me. That's the third. Esayinei El Arim Sam Kuf Chaf Aleph. Right, I raise my eyes upon the mountains. And then Amima Makim Karasich Hashem Sam Koflamer. These are very familiar to us. Many shuls say these things. And then the sixth one, Tefila Leani Ki Yatov, a prayer of the afflicted man when he faints. So these 6 things are the 6 extra blessings that he says in terms of the what these blessings actually look like, other than the text of the Psalms or whatever that we'll deal with in the next Mishnah. But let's continue with this Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, what are you talking about? Lo Hayatzarech Lo Mar Zechronos V'Shofaros. He doesn't need to say Zechronos and Shofaros. That's not what he would say. He doesn't need to do that. Ela Omer Tachten Ra'av Kiyeva Aretz Dever Kiyeh. So he's, Rabbi Yehuda includes 2 other passages that have to do with his great need of crying out to Hashem. And so this one is a pasuk in the 8th parak of Malachim Aleph. If there will be a famine in the land, if there will be a plague, right? That was the discussion there. Asher Hayad Devar Hashem El Yirmiyahu Al Devrei Habatzaros. And another pasuk, another passage from Yirmiyahu, and that is it begins the word of Hashem that came to Yirmiyahu concerning the droughts, right? So very apropos additions instead of Zichronos and Shofros, says Rabbi Yehuda. Then finally, the Mishnah ends with Omar Chosman. The Tana, the first Tana, concludes by saying that once he says these passages, with each of them he says their endings. He says their Chosman, the concluding bracha of these passages. What are these concluding brachos? So that will bring us to tomorrow's Mishnah Dalet. But for now, we will stop right here.